You're listening to His Time. I'm Andy Bates. It is Wednesday, May 25th. Joining me in studio this morning, Mary and Joni from Worldwide KFUO staff. And, it was just a few weeks ago we were all gathered here in the studio for Share-a-thon 2016. What a time it was. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Glad to have you here in studio this morning to share an update on Share-a-thon 2016. I had a lot of fun with Share-a-thon. Did you all have fun?
I had a great time. I thought it was very successful, and we had a great time listening or hearing from our listeners and connecting with everyone. It was really good.
Absolutely.
I think Share-a-thon is always fun. We always get, as Mary said, an opportunity to hear from our listeners and just talk with them and to get some updates on what's going on in their lives. And so it's really a good time. And as she said, it was really a very successful Share-a-thon this year. And we have some people that we'd like to thank. We had a number of gifts that have come in after Share-a-thon, and we want to encourage people, you can certainly continue to send in your gifts. We would appreciate that. So this morning, just to show you where different places we continue to receive gifts, we heard from Roy in Montevideo, Minnesota, Clifford and Joyce in Collinsville, Don and Maureen in Douglas, Wyoming, Ruby in Redbud, Illinois, Nancy and Way in Gillespie, Earl and Nona in St. Charles, Missouri, Earl and Dorothea in Ellisville, Dennis and Godfrey, Elaine in Salem, James and Harriet in Mount Olive, Illinois, Ruby in Lebanon, Patricia in St. Cloud, Minnesota, Karen Gerhartz in Stockbridge, Wisconsin, in honor of her daughter, Pamela, Ralph and Marilyn Lupke, St. Louis, Missouri, in honor of, listen to this, their 57th wedding anniversary, which will be October 10th of 2016, followed by, then there's Lauren and Alice Gunderson, Bethalto, Illinois, in honor of their 52nd wedding anniversary, Matilda, St. Peter's, Missouri, in memory of Roy Reinhardt, and David and Jane from Redbud, Illinois. So as you can hear, Minnesota, Wyoming, Illinois, Missouri, Wisconsin, they're just coming in from all over the place. Listeners who are supporting the worldwide ministry of KFUO.
Wow. You're right. All over the place.
I know. It's really exciting. It's really wonderful. Mary, I think you have a few to thank, too.
I do. I'd like to thank Lorna from Olympia, Washington, Arlene from Carville, Texas, Verna from Perryville, Missouri, who gave in loving memory of Robert and Michael, Don from Wright City, Missouri, in honor of his two grandchildren, Norma from Perryville, Missouri, Reverend Mark and Barbara Smith from Chesterfield, Missouri, who gave in memory of Arthur Ulner, Barbara's father. Doris from Arnold, Missouri, who gave in memory of Virgil. Gus from Pacific, Missouri. Ferd and Arlene from Stewardson, Illinois, in memory of Irwin Lenz. Richard and Esther from Lincoln, Nebraska, and the Zion Lutheran Church in Klamath Falls, Oregon. My bad.
Share-a-thon is also a lesson in geography, isn't it?
Yes, very much.
Learning how to pronounce things. But I think this goes to show you, not only are we receiving them from all different places, but for different reasons. We have one here, Emmanuel Lutheran Church, from us. From Perryville, their Sunday morning fellowship room adult Bible class took a day sponsorship for October 21st in celebration of Emmanuel Lutheran Church at Perryville's 150th anniversary.
Oh, yeah.
And then we had another one, Royal from Oak Ridge, Missouri, who did a day in honor of his parents and family. So there's, you know, all different reasons that people are supporting KFUO.
Do you know where Oak Ridge, Missouri is?
I do. I have relatives
there. Oh, that's right. You do. Of course you do.
I
should have known.
Do.
I thought I was going to stump her, but I forgot.
But again, the reasons that people give, tell us a few more, Mary, that people support us.
A lot of people support us either in memory of loved ones, family members, parents, in honor of people, their grandchildren or their children, special events like baptisms or anniversaries, birthdays. But we also have, again, like you said, churches and organizations. Mm-hmm. For example, I have the Salem Ladies Aid in Florissant, Missouri, gave a gift. And also Emmanuel Lutheran Church from
Oakville,
Illinois. and you know, a bunch of organizations. So you don't just have to give as an individual. You can come together as a group and partner with KFUO to help support that getting that message out to the world. And you can do that as a group as well.
Yeah, a lot of that's a great idea. You mentioned Emmanuel Perryville, their Bible class, their Sunday morning Bible class. That's Pastor Hendrick's class, I bet.
Correct. Yeah. It is. Yeah. And I love these with the anniversaries. As I said before, there's a couple of them that are over 50. We've got Randy and Joan Roth from St. Mary's. They're going to be actually April 20th of 2017, 32 years of Wedded Bliss. But listen to this one. Robert and LaWanda Kiefer in thanksgiving to God for 60 years of marriage.
Wow. Oh, my goodness.
Isn't that? And many of these people say they've been listening to KFUO all their life.
And that's what keeps their marriage so healthy, I bet.
Exactly. It is, as they remember God's great love for them and his forgiveness in Christ. I think it just shows that people appreciate the fact that they are hearing God's word daily, growing in their faith, and they want to share that love with others. And so they do help support KFUO for that reason.
Well, how nice it is to hear from all of these folks who are listening and who value the ministry, the broadcast of the gospel daily, as you were talking about, being able to hear God's word daily. And for me, it's a joy to get to come here every day and read God's word and study God's word with our guests and with our listeners who call in during some of our programs during His Time or Thy Strong Word and other programs where they can call in. And I love hearing from them. But this, how fun it is during Share-a-thon this time of year to hear from them and what's going on in their life and why KFUO was important to them.
And you know, we'd like to make an announcement. So far with our Share-a-thon gifts, Mary, how much have we received?
We have received $160,426.
Wow. And gifts continue to come in. Wouldn't it be neat if we could finish that off at 200,000 or 175? I won't go overboard. Although we've gone way over. As you remember, we received the gift from the church in Shelbyville, Missouri. The wonderful gift of $60,000. But each and every gift that KFUO has received, we know that God takes that money and blesses it and continue to share the good news of Jesus Christ around the world.
You know what? You mentioned some day sponsorships, and I didn't have the bell out. We put the bell away after Share-a-thon.
I know. I thought about that. Yeah.
I should have had the bell ready this morning.
Well, you know, Herman from Farmersville, Illinois, he sent in a gift in honor of his mother, Esther Gotch's 101 birthday.
Oh,
wow.
My goodness.
That means she's older than KFUO.
This is true.
10 years older than KFUO. Can you imagine that? She was 10 years old when KFUO started.
Wow. That's a milestone.
That's a real milestone. Yes, really.
Wow.
But we want to encourage you, please continue to support the ministry of KFUO. Long after Share-a-thon's done, we will still need partners to help us. KFUO continues because of the partners, because of the support that we receive from our listeners. We've continued for 91 years. God's blessed us, and we ask you to continue to support us so that together, it's not just those of us that you hear on the air, it's all of you out there who are listening, who support us. We are a partnership, we're a team in sharing the good news of Jesus Christ around the world.
Indeed.
And the different ways they can, Mary, they can call us.
They can call us. You can call me, Mary Schmidt, at 314-996-1518, or you can give online. We have our KFUO.org and our give button now. And you can also,
you can call me, Joni Harwell, 314-996-1512. And or you can do our email at
gifts@KFUO.org.
How is the day sponsor calendar looking, Mary? How's it looking?
It's filling up, but it still has open spots. So if you're looking for a day, we can find you a day.
We'll find a day for you. But that's great to hear that the calendar is looking nice and colorful with all your little notes on it. I like your yellow notes on it that show. Well, I guess that means that it's when it's when the yellow note comes off, that's when it's a taken day, right? All right. So we want to get all those yellow notes off the calendar.
Wouldn't it be great if we had the whole calendar filled up?
Absolutely.
Oh, and think about it. I mean, you know somebody out there who's celebrating a birthday, an anniversary, graduation, confirmation. There are some confirmations that are actually in the fall. Could be in honor of someone's birthday, like this 101st birthday. Doesn't have to be. It can be in honor of your grandchild's birthday. But a day sponsorship is what, Mary?
It's $480, and it gives you... So you get five messages, or one message that goes out five times on your special day. That's very good.
And you can pay it different ways?
You can. You can pay in credit card, through credit card or through check. You can pay it all at once. You can pay it for $40 a month for 12 months. It's really whatever is easiest for our listener who's donating. We can help adjust to whatever they need. So.
And if you can't become a day sponsor and you just want to send in a gift to KFUO, any and every gift is very important to this ministry.
Absolutely. And those gifts that come in, whether it's now or throughout the year, whether it's a monthly gift, those help us continue doing what we're doing now, and that is proclaiming the good news of Jesus, but also makes way for opportunities for new opportunities, makes way for reaching an audience that we haven't been able to reach before, whether it's through a program in another language or a new program here on KFUO or something specifically on our website. The possibilities are infinite in terms of what we could do, and so as gifts continue to come in, that opens doors for us to do new things as well.
Definitely. I mean, one example is the program that the Brazilian students who are over at the seminary come here to KFUO. They record it in Portuguese. We send it down to Brazil, and then they're able to air that program three or four times a week. That is something that we could do because of the support that we've received, doing it in another language. And we have other groups that have come to us, language groups that have maybe intimated that they would be interested in doing that same kind of thing. And so we would like to be able to even put it in other languages as well. And I think we have a few more people that we'd like to thank who are helping us do that. And that includes Clinton and Evelyn of Venity, Illinois. I hope I'm saying that right. Jean of Baldwin, Harold of Chesterfield, William and Carolyn of Granite City, Brad of Glasgow, Montana. We have Roy and Bernice of Vincennes, Indiana, and Lynn of Valley Park, Missouri.
And I'd like to thank Arnold and Carol from Eau Claire, Wisconsin, Richard and Ruth from Auburn, Illinois, who gave in honor of Ray and Ida Hare, and Bill and Gladys Schroeder. I'd like to thank Judge Edward and Lois Peake from St. Louis, Missouri, who are celebrating their 50th wedding anniversary in February of 2017. Clarence and Judy from Pana, Illinois, Chalmer and Linda from Perryville, Missouri, Richard from St. Peter's, Missouri, Josephine and Everett from Glen Carbon, Illinois, Shirley from Hillsboro, Missouri, in memory of Mildred, Edward, and her husband, George, Salem Men's Club from Farrar, Missouri, Julie from Webster Groves, Missouri, and Trinity Lutheran Aid from Jackson, Missouri.
And the reason we thank everyone and we want to mention them specifically is because we want our listeners to realize we're all carrying this together. And there are a lot of us out there working together to share the good news of Jesus Christ. And so whether it's a men's club, a ladies' aid, whoever it is, continue to support KFUO, please.
Well, it's nice to hear what the individuals, the groups, and we'll continue learning geography every share-a-thon. And we may have to ask for phonetic pronunciations of your hometowns in the future. But what a delight to hear from so many people from all around, from whether it's a congregation or a group within a congregation or an individual or family. So many things to celebrate and give thanks to God for, as well as I heard, you know, many anniversaries and remembering those who have gone on before us as well. Lots of things to give thanks for. Well, thank you to all our listeners who shared their support with us during the Share-a-thon. More opportunities still to share. Again, Mary, your phone number?
My phone number is 314-996-1518.
And again, the website, kfuo.org. You can find the Give Now button there on the website. Joni and Mary, thank you so much for being my guests this morning and sharing with us about Share-a-thon.
Thank you for having
us. Thank you.
Absolutely. Coming up in a little bit, the Daily Lectionary. You're listening to His Time on Worldwide KFUO.